All right, so let's say you're putting together this amazing event. Could be anything, right? A concert, a workshop, you name it. Obviously, you want it packed, but you also don't want to be leaving money on the table. And that's where things can get kind of tricky, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. It's a real balancing act for event organizers. You need that sweet spot, a price that's attractive enough to fill seats, but still shows the value of what you're offering.
And that's where this whole dynamic pricing thing comes in, right? Instead of just having one fixed ticket price, you let it adjust based on demand. Kind of like what airlines and hotels have been doing for years. We're actually looking in your note on this new dynamic pricing feature from Passage. Seems like they found a way to make this whole, usually pretty complicated, system user-friendly, even for, event organizers who aren't tech wizards.
Yeah, and what's really interesting here is the potential for like a win-win situation. So the event organizer gets more control over their revenue, but at the same time, people going to the event get a more flexible, maybe even cheaper experience with ticketing.
Okay, so let's break down exactly how this benefits someone, actually organizing an event. Passage talks about maximizing revenue, which seems like a no-brainer.
Right, and they really stress that it's not just about like raising prices when something's popular, though I mean that is part of it, of course. It's more about strategically using both discounts and price increases to get the most revenue in any situation.
So it's more nuanced than just setting a single ticket price and hoping for the best.
Exactly. Think of it as making your pricing responsive in real time. If a certain day is super popular or a specific time slot is selling out, boom, you can adjust the price.
And on the flip side, if things are a bit slow, you can offer discounts, maybe some early bird pricing, and make sure those seats don't stay empty.
Exactly. It's about making the most of your revenue by like adapting to how attendees are behaving.
Yeah.
You're using data to make smarter pricing decisions.
And speaking of data, something that really stood out to me in these notes is how Passage emphasizes those data insights you can get from dynamic pricing. Like, it's almost like a window into how your audience thinks. Wouldn't you say?
It really is. You're not just, reacting to demand. You're actually seeing what your attendees are willing to pay at different times for different kinds of tickets.
So instead of guessing based on, I don't know, gut feeling or whatever, you're letting the data make the decisions. I can see how that would be super valuable for planning future events too.
Absolutely. Imagine you're putting together a conference, right?
Yeah.
And you've always offered just a flat rate for workshops. But then with the dynamic pricing data, you realize, wow, some of these workshops are way more in demand. People will actually pay a premium for them. That's huge. Knowing that can change how you structure your workshops, how you price everything, even how you market the event next time.
It's almost like dynamic pricing takes out the guesswork from planning events in a way.
Yeah, in a way it does. You're not just relying on assumptions anymore. You have data-backed insights, and you can use that to make better decisions about literally every part of your event, from marketing to pricing to scheduling, even catering.
Okay, so we've talked about the why dynamic pricing is so powerful for event organizers. Like, you can really gain control and get incredible insights into your events and how much money you're making. But what about the how? How does Passage actually make this whole system work?
Well, that's where it gets really cool. Passage has this system called ticket triggers. It basically automates the whole dynamic pricing process.
Okay, so walk me through this. What exactly is a ticket trigger, and how does it actually work when someone's buying tickets?
So imagine you're setting up a bunch of if-then statements, but for your ticket prices. You tell the system, okay, if this happens, like a certain number of tickets get sold or it's getting close to a specific date, whatever you choose, then do that change the ticket price. You can make it go up or down.
Okay, so let's say I'm putting together a concert, and I want to encourage people to buy tickets early. Could I set a ticket trigger that automatically makes, the first 50 tickets cheaper?
Exactly. Or imagine you're organizing a festival, a multi-day thing, and you see that Sunday tickets are always a bit slower. You could create a trigger that kicks in as the event gets closer and automatically discounts those Sunday tickets so more people will come that day.
Sounds super flexible. But let's get into the nitty-gritty. How do you actually set up these ticket triggers with Passage?
Well, from what I'm seeing here, it's surprisingly straightforward. You basically log into your Passage dashboard, go to Ticket Triggers, and you just click Create New Trigger.
Right. And what do you need to actually put in when you're creating one of these triggers?
So you give it a name, obviously, something you'll remember, like early bird discount or last minute deal. Then you choose if you want it to be based on time or on the number of tickets sold.
So if it's based on time, I'd tell it to trigger, say, 2 days before the event.
Yeah, exactly. And if it's based on tickets, you'd put in how many need to be sold before it activates. Like maybe it starts when 25% of tickets are gone or when there are only 10 left.
Gotcha. But setting up the trigger is only the first step, right?
Yeah.
You also have to tell the system what to actually do when that trigger happens.
Absolutely. That's where you set the actions. And each trigger can have a few different actions. So you might have one that stops the old ticket price. And another one that starts a new adjusted price. You can even control which tickets this applies to, like make it super specific.
So for that concert example from before, the first action could be to stop offering the $60 ticket.
Yeah.
And then the second action would automatically put up a slightly more expensive price, maybe $65, for the rest of the tickets.
Exactly. And the best part is that it's all automatic. Once you set those triggers and actions, Passage takes care of everything, adjusting prices as people buy tickets.
So you're not sitting there glued to the screen, changing prices manually all the time.
Exactly. It frees you up to do all the other stuff that matters for a successful event.
So what does this all mean for you, the event wizards listening in? Imagine being able to consistently sell out your events, but also maximize your revenue and actually understand how your audience behaves. It's not about working harder, it's about working smarter, and tools like this one from Passage could be the key.
And that's what's so exciting. This tech has the power to completely change how events are priced and managed. It's a win for organizers and for the people going to the events. Definitely something to keep on your radar.